podcast. So, y'all know we did 2 Q&A's. So, one was where Joshua asked me to name 5 things that I felt was romantic and I felt love. The other one was, do you feel life makes you make choices? That was asked by someone else. So for the people that actually listened to support it, thank y'all very much. I appreciate it. For the people who had a problem with the first one, five romantic things and what you feel love, let me say this to y'all. When I tell y'all all the bad things that I've been through or have went through, y'all couldn't feel sorry or could relate. With most tragedies, most of us could relate. Most of us feel sorry for the person. But when people tell good things, we don't have, not all of us, some of us don't have that same reaction. And here's my problem with that. Someone that I haven't spoken to in a while calls me up, and this is exactly how the conversation went. Hey, and I'll say, oh, hey. But I'm looking at the call ID like, wow, I haven't heard from you in a long time. Oh, I listened to your podcast. Oh, okay. Did you like it? Well, honestly, I had a problem. Really, what was your problem? It sounded like you were bragging. Bragging about what? You said that he asked you to name 5 romantic things and how you felt love. And then you said that you had more than 5 and you were laughing. I said, let's back it up. I said, my daughter said you had more than 5. And I agreed. Oh, well, whatever way it went, I am not going to be listening to it anymore. And I'm just going to block you. So at first I thought it was a joke. Until I tried to send the episode after that, and block message was up. So here's my thoughts on that. If you can rejoice with me, not rejoice, scratch that. If you can feel my pain when I'm telling you something sad or I'm telling you something bad I went through and you can understand it, I need you to have that same energy when I'm telling you something good happened to me. Because in my life, I had good and bad happen to me. In my life, I have been a bad person and a good person. So it's kind of balancing itself out. So for you to pick up the phone, you didn't even have to tell me. Let's keep this 100%. You didn't even have to tell me. You could have just did what you was gonna do. And bragging, no, I'm not bragging. The question was asked you. Order for me to brag is for me to just sit here and told you what was happening. And for me to say, oh, let me tell you what happened to me. Oh, my God. No, I didn't do that. The question was asked to me, and I gave the answer. Whether you like the answer, let me say this. What good happens in anyone's life? Whether it happens in my life, your life, whoever life, we should celebrate it. Okay? That's number one. Number two, if nothing good has happened in your life, that has nothing to do with none of us. That's between you and God. You need to go pray to God and ask God why is nothing good is happening in your life. Don't take other people's joy and want to stomp on it because you can't relate to it. Because to be honest, I hate people like that. And I use that word hate because I really do. It's not that I dislike, I hate people like that because you want to stomp on everybody's joy. But guess what? We're going to turn those tables, and if it was your joy, you would want us all rejoicing for you. Ha ha he he. Oh, I'm so happy for you. Oh, I'm just so glad for you. No. What you want happened to you, this is probably why nothing happened to you good, honestly. Because you do these type of things. You cannot stomp on other people's joy because you're whatever's happening to you. Because I don't want to speak bad upon you, and because we were close, I don't want to say nothing bad about you, but this could be the reason why. And with me, I don't really play these type of games with nobody. If you feel any way, I prefer you keep that to yourself. I do. Because if that question was asked to you, I told everyone, you can reply with it yourself. Like, what if it happened to you? Go ahead, tell us about it. If it didn't happen to you, you shouldn't have felt no way about it. You should have just left it alone. Oh, well, I'm glad for her. Maybe my time will come. And just laughed it off. But no, you decide you want to call because you, quote unquote, first of all, you misunderstood when you said I was bragging. You misunderstood when you said, oh, you said, no, I said my daughter said. That was number two. But so, I'm going to let that go. But I do wish you well. And if something miracle happened to you, I hope to rejoice in it. Because I'm nothing like you. And for the people that's like you, go talk to God. Don't talk to none of us. Because we don't know why your life is going the way your life is going. We don't. We don't know why you ain't experienced what some of us experienced. We don't. That's between you and God. Go pray about it. Find out what's going on. Because when my life was hitting rock bottom, I had to pray to God and say, God, please lift me back up. Okay? So you will have to do the same thing to find out why you never in your life didn't. Or maybe you did in your life. Got to celebrate things, but just not happy for other people. That can be a very possibility. But whatever the case is, what just happened now, a lot of us don't want to keep happening. We don't want that to happen. We don't like that. If you can't rejoice with us, then oh well. If you feel some type of way, then oh well. And we just move on. But that's all I have to say on this podcast. Please give a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts at. Remember, I always tell y'all to comment at Spotify or sv766752@gmail.com. Go to my website, http://podcaster/wordpress.com. Follow me at son.ia9795. Instagram, sonysendalgo, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest, Sun Sounds. I have an album out on Apple, Spotify. Follow him on Instagram, TJVUCLAIN. Follow her on Instagram. She have a book called Black Girl in Orange, TAWYNA. Wade Williams, she have a book called Suddenly Single, King's Flex on SoundCloud, Female Reform. They have a venture store in New York, and y'all have a blessed night.